It's 88.5 KCSN Sky Daniels. Welcome him back, Anderson East. Welcome.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
Damn. I mean, last time we saw you, you know, things were starting to happen. But you've been working nonstop.
Yeah, we, it feels like literally just yesterday we were here. And it might have been.
Now I don't even remember. 5 months, maybe? You've known Chris before, right?
Yeah. Yeah, we've known. We know each other from back in Nashville, and he's a great guy, man. It's just amazing just to go watch that guy sing every night. It makes you just want to quit. he's so good.
So being on this tour, I guess, is for you it's great timing, and a great audience, I'm assuming.
Yeah, it's hard to kind of recognize it when you're in the moment of it, but you know, like in. You know, reflectionary kind of thing. It is, it feels kind of special, you know, but it just feels natural, and it's just like, you know, just friends out there, you know, every step of it. It's not work if that's the case, you know, and nobody's like feeling like they're stepping on anybody's toes or, you know, having to like walk softly around things. It's just, you know, it's just a good environment to be in. And it's, you know, for me at least, it's just incredibly inspiring too. And the crowds have been just amazing because they're so diverse. You know, it's just like, it's just music lovers at
right.
this point. You know, it's not, you know, cowboy hats or, you know.
The whole black sport coat.
Yeah, know? It's just people that genuinely love music and just want to, you know, be as close to it as they can.
There's a girl in Shelbyville gave her life to Jesus. First Antioch Baptist Church, her daddy preaches. She's pretty as her mom, she's only 23. She could be an angel, Lord, she's bringing out the devil in me. Lord, forgive me what I'm thinking, 'cause it's Saturday night and hard not been drinking. Come tomorrow morning across the yard, I'll look over and see her smile. Bow my head and the choir sings, Lord, forgive me, she's bringing out the devil in me. Sundress on a willow tree, and moon's on the water. I know the Lord's been real good to me. Look at that preacher's daughter, 'cause she's my Delilah, and she brings me to my knees. And she could be an angel, Lord, she's bringing out the devil in me. Lord, forgive me for what I'm thinking. Oh, 'cause it's Saturday night and I'm hot and I've been drinking. It comes tomorrow morning across the aisle, see her smile, and I bow my head and the choir sings, Lord, forgive me, she's bringing out the devil in me. for what I'm thinking. Oh, cause it's Saturday night, I've not been drinking. But come tomorrow morning across the aisle, I'll look over and see her smile. About my head and the choir sings, good Lord, it seems, Lord, forgive me. Bringing out the devil in me. Lord, forgive me. She's bringing out the devil in me.
They asked who some of your biggest inspirations were, and you said, The Carpenters and Jane's Addiction. And I thought, my man, that's a KCSN fan if I ever heard one.
They get, you know, some of those inspirational questions, they get pretty diverse, I will say.
Things continue to grow. Are you able to just keep that in, it's today and I'm gonna rock today and worry about tomorrow when it gets here? You still pretty much
have
that sense?
I mean, you know, my manager was asking me the other day, he's like, what do you want to do next year? Like, what's your goals? I was like, I have no idea, man. Like, I mean, if I would have told you, you know, this time last year, like, you know, we'll, you know, be where we are now, you know, it's like I couldn't have dreamed it. So it's like we just keep on having fun at what we're doing, and things just keep on popping their head up, and so we're just rolling with it, you know, and we're just having a good time, and you know, we're just kind of, I'm just eager to make some new music now and to see what other avenues, you know, can be explored.
Have you given any thought to what other colors, flavors, and areas, you know, a Carpenter's Ballad? I mean, have you thought to what you might aspire to put down on a record moving forward?
You know, I actually have, and it's like, it's just kind of, for me, it's like choosing the color palette right now. It's like, I'm so drawn to, like, just so many things right now. It's like everything from, you know, Oscar Peterson or, you know, Louis Armstrong, like heavy, like Dixieland stuff, like all the way to, like, you know, MF Doom, right, and just like rhythm and timing and stuff like it. But it's just like the sonic palette that you're painting with. And I don't know what it is, but I'm really excited just to, like, you know, like, it's like when you go to a restaurant and you, like, eat corn with jelly on it or something. It's like something you've never tasted before. It's like, that's where I'm interested in now. You know, and it's just, you know, right now I'm just trying to write songs that...
You get a kind of an idea what it might be.
Well, I kind of don't, you know, I don't really think about it like that. It's just like everything will work out fine. Like if it's a good song, it can be any song.
Right.
You know, it's like...
That happens in when it comes to life.
Yeah, exactly. Or, you know, you listen to, you know, like... Hank Williams, Cold Cold Heart,
right,
and then you hear Louis Armstrong do it totally different, you know, but it's like, or same with like Willie Nelson singing Crazy,
right,
and then like imagine Sam Cooke singing that, like it's a totally different thing, but it's just a matter of, you know, what colors you're going to use on that.
see. Baby, it's true. Oh, that I want you. Only you will do. And no, only you. Only you. I'm telling you, baby. Only you will do.
You can do as many takes, but you can only really feel it when you feel it.
Yeah, exactly.
And so that happens
that
when it hits, you know?
Yeah. Well, and I think that too is like, you know, I think that's, there's an amazing quality that music can be made. You know, you can go in and, you know, tweak a word or just re-sing the whole thing or, you know, take the guitar away, you know, mix and match, you right. know, your kind of instrumentation. And that's, you know, that's what fascinated me as a kid, you know, just being in my basement and being like, oh, I can overdub and do all this. Like, it was amazing. And that's where, but now it's like when you have that emotional reaction of people in a room together and it's human. And then like everybody looks up and they're like, dead quiet after that take because they don't want to ruin it because it's like that special moment, you know, and everybody's eyes are big. It's like, that's,
yeah,
that's the thing, you know, like that's the good
cut,
stuff.
Cut, print.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, I think it takes a lot of, I think it takes somebody to be outside. I don't know if, I'm sure there are artists that can do it to be like, that was the one. You know, for me, it's like, I always think I can do something else better. I'm never satisfied with it. And
that reminds me of a song.
Exactly. But, you know, I think it takes somebody just to be able to, like, that's the special part of you that you don't see, and that's good enough.
Oh, got PhD and TM.
I see. And there's so many fish in the sea. It's gonna take more to satisfy me. Oh, to satisfy me.
Doing it right, and whatever you do next, we can't wait to hear it. But Delilah's here and now for everyone in our audience. If you have not gotten that album yet, and there are other records to be gotten, now is the time. Those of you who are heading out to the Greek tonight, man, get there early. Don't miss a moment of this, man. It's been Anderson East live. Thanks for coming.
Thanks for having us.
You got it. Anderson East on 88.5 KCSN.